Let me speak to the Minister, Edwin Poots, the Health Minister, who's come onto the programme this morning. Morning to you, Minister.
Good morning.
Thank you for talking to us today. How widespread do you think this is? How concerned are you about this?
I'd be very concerned about it. I have dealt personally with constituents who have had issues, and they wanted to see the shops closed and the temptation therefore removed. And whenever I looked at it, recognised very quickly that the Northern Ireland Executive didn't have the legal authority to change the legislation. The legislation is a reserved matter. It's an act that goes back to 1971, and therefore it isn't an act which is currently fit for purpose and which is being abused by those people that own these shops. So on the back of that, I did correspond with the Home Office, indicating to them that more needed to be done on this particular issue. And I identified to them other countries where work has been done. Republic of Ireland is one of them, which was very successful in closing a whole series of so-called head shops. New Zealand, parts of the United States of America. So we identified other places where practice had led to these types of facilities being closed, and have encouraged the Home Office to act. Now, on the back of that, the Home Office have instigated a review of the legislation, which will be complete at the later part of the spring. So hopefully in the next month or so, we will be getting something coming back from Home Office indicating that they are going to take more substantive action. In more recent times, Belfast City Council very innovatively decided to take action on the back of the issue being raised by Councillor Gavin Robinson, and they actually went in and took the materials from five different shops. Three of the shops didn't dispute it. One of the shops did dispute it, and they tried to hold on to the materials and then give them up. And then the other shop held on to the materials and went to court, and Belfast won the court case. And I know that that's something that others around the United Kingdom are looking at, as to how Belfast has done that.
Do you think, Minister, there's an opportunity for people power to kick in here in terms of if there was some type of message from the community, because these shops sell other stuff too. If there was a message from the community that they will boycott these shops, that they will refuse to give any trade to these shops while they continue to put young people in our community at risk, would you support that type of strategy, or is that going too far?
Well, it may well be that these shops are making more money out of this than they would out of anything else, so it wouldn't have a particular impact on them. What my role as a public representative is to, you know, use legitimate means to bring this to an end. And the legitimate means is to put as much pressure as possible on the legislative body that has responsibility, and that's Westminster. So I met just 2 weeks ago colleagues in Scotland and Wales in the devolved administrations there, and we all have agreed to apply further pressure upon Westminster. Because we all recognised that it was a problem, and it was an item that we had put on for discussion at that particular meeting. So there's certainly plenty more that can be done at a political level to bring in legislation, which is very, very flexible legislation, because there's no point in naming these particular products what's contained Class A and Class B drugs, I might say, because we will have some sense scientist or laboratory in China producing something which is slightly different the next week. So we need to have a piece of legislation which will comprehensively cover these things and be flexible enough to do that.
And the other issue, Edwin, is that if these shops, even if there was legislation which made it a lot more difficult for these shops to sell the stuff, this type of stuff is available online. How do you ever stop that?
Well, again, it's how it's being used, and I'm not sure that there's ever a way of completely eliminating this. And Alex quite rightly said there's a personal responsibility to all of this as well, and we need to be, you know, working on educating young people of the dangers and risks that are associated with taking these products.
Like, here's someone, just to get your reaction to this, here's someone who's just texted us, Stephen in Belfast, who says, I work in a car park in Belfast. There are around 15 kids every single day of the week walking about, out completely out of their heads. This is really, really scary, the extent to which it's got to.
It's desperately sad. And we have young people who are clearly looking for some sort of kick in life, or looking for happiness. And again, it goes back to an education issue where we need, certainly in our schools, to be getting the message out there that drugs are bad, and that drugs will cause damage to lives, that they'll ruin lives, will cause people mental health problems and anxieties, and they'll cause damage to people's bodies. But very often, you know, young people don't see themselves as somewhat invincible, and that they can cope with all of this, that their bodies can cope with all of this, and they can handle it. And it's not very long to discover that they can't handle it. But very often, again, that is too late.
Okay.
Because they become hooked.
Minister, thank you very much for your time this morning.